Taylor Swift, Post Malone, Fortnite on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM Morning.
With KC.
Middle of the week.
That was a big yawn.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like a good yawn.
Hump day.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I have put in for planning permission. Hump day should be written into the rule.
Yes, it should.
Wednesday is cuddle night.
Oh,
that's
right,
it.
Yeah.
Well, what are
midweek.
What other hump would you be interested in?
I know, yeah. I'm being stalked by a crow.
Really?
Yeah, there's a particular crow. And by the way, lads, I know it's the same one because it has this kind of weird stripe down its back.
Is it the hoodies, one of the grey lads?
This has been going on for a couple of weeks.
Are you sure it's the same crow?
Same crow. Trust me, same crow. Sits in the same place and is in the same place when I come out of my front door every morning to come to work.
Okay.
As soon as I come out of the front door, I don't mind a finger.
Is that what you say to it? All right.
Hello, Mr. Crow.
I don't mind a finger.
Stop playing that.
Of chocolate.
Stop playing that.
Of chocolate.
I'm erasing that from the system.
Oh, you can't.
Of chocolate, exactly.
Yep.
So he sits on the same place. I come out of the front door and he basically just goes like this.
Jesus, my ears.
Sorry about that.
Christ, I can't hear a thing.
Sorry.
My headphones are way...
I meant to do it away from the
microphone. My headphones are way too loud.
That's basically what he does. Until I get into the car and drive off.
I can't hear you.
Oh.
What'd you say?
I've deafened him. Sorry, I apologise bursting your eardrums
that's
11 minutes past 6
It's all right, I don't need my hearing for work, that's for sure.
I know, yeah.
So, what
am I going to do about the stalking crow?
Crows go crazy at this time of year because isn't it eggy season for them?
Eggy season? They like a few fried eggs,
absolutely. Yeah, the little baby crows are making an appearance, so they protect their territory. So is he
waiting for me, or is he just sitting there all night anyway, and then I come out and he's just letting me know this is where I sit?
There's probably a nest close by.
Mm,
it
I
could
don't
be
know
in
that.
Your. It's knowing you, it's probably in your handbag, and you haven't even noticed it yet. There's a family of crows living in there. I don't know.
You open up my bag, it's like a scene from The Birds.
Just pigeons, badgers, everything's in there.
But I have had previous problems with crows, as you know.
When we worked on Wellington Road, when I'd park the car up Wellington Road and I'd walk in, they'd swoop at you.
They would.
Yeah, they'd go, like you'd see one coming down and they'd come within a couple of inches of your head.
Yeah.
And that's just marking their territory. They're like, you know, I've got a family here, back off.
I want to like them, but I find it very hard.
I love them. They're ugly. They're ugly as sin, but they're super smart.
I don't know, lads. Yeah, they always seem to make a beeline for me.
Yeah.
I can't get away from them, but that fella sitting outside my door.
They see you as the crow mother, maybe.
The crow mother?
Yeah, yeah. Mother crow. You're like the penguin in Batman. There you go. That's much better. 10 foot off the mic.
That's what he's doing to me.
Okay.
So I want some advice about how I can get rid of my stalking crow.
Okay, 0868104106.
Maybe I should start feeding it.
He just wants to be friends with you. It could be a call for food.
Could be a call for food.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the last thing you want is a family of crows moving in with you, you know.
No.
You have to decorate a room in the house for them and everything and... You know.
Oh, have you still got your foxes?
Have I? Oh, the lads are still there every morning, without fail. Yeah.
You're still feeding them?
Are you? When I throw a bit of grub out to them every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
I do feel bad because I don't do it every day. And then I know they're waiting. They're kind of hiding behind a tree just going, come on, sort it out. I'm like, sorry, lads, not today.
They're eyeing you up now from a distance, aren't they?
Lads, I'll have to get a little smartphone and a delivery app for them or something.
What can we call it?
Foxy food. I love it. Right, 6:13 morning.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Middle of the week. Let's give it a lash and see how we get on. By the way, we want to send you on board Stenaline later on this morning with a €500 voucher. Stand by. Green Party are looking for a new leader. Mr. Bean has stepped down.
Mr. Bean?
Bean. I've called him Mr. Bean for the last 10 years.
Have
so
you?
Nothing will change.
Bean. Green Bean. Green Mr. Bean.
I have two trains of thought with Eamon Ryan. Like, okay. I see him chatting and he's like, he's just like a really nice uncle. And he just wants to give the world a hug and he wants the world to be a better place.
Yeah.
And then there's the other side of kind of possibly ruining rural Ireland and destroying the farming industry. Well, you know.
Double-edged sword.
You know yourself.
Yeah.
So anyway, election crisis for the Greens as senior party leader quits. On your bike, Eamon, is what I've read the most on Twitter. He was 50-50 with people. Some people really loved what he was about, mm-hmm. and others in certain industries weren't a fan of Eamon Ryan. So who's next?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who is elected to be the next leader.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the money.
We've heard of Jenny from the block. This is Kate from the Glen. Morning, Kate from the Glen. How are we?
Morning.
Don't be confused by the get down and out. I'd love if I had a little song for you, Kate from the Glen, but your kids are excited. Your kids are excited for the last week of school. How is mum feeling about the last week of school and having to come up with a whole programme of entertainment for 2 months?
I'm not a mum anyway, I'm the teacher.
Oh, sorry.
That was my mistake, Kate.
That's all right.
Apologies.
That's okay.
Jesus, you're delighted, so you're getting out of the madness.
Oh, I'm delighted. I'm out the gap soon.
Okay, when you said your kids are excited, it's your classroom, not your
sorry,
actual...
Sorry, Kate, that was my mistake.
Yeah.
Very good. Are you a nice teacher, Kate?
I am, very nice.
She sounds nice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I'd like to be in your class, Kate.
Kate, have you ever had to confiscate anything unusual from them? Has anyone brought a Jack Russell into school?
No, not really, actually. To be honest, they're very good. They're very good. I'm only junior, so they're...
They're cute.
You're just arts and crafts and having the crack. I love it. Kate, listen, 10 out of 10 is going to get you a grand. The very best of luck.
Thank you.
Are we allowed to give her any... Because she's been working hard all year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me see. Will I pick a question that I can help her with?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the answer to number 5. Who is England's football manager, Gareth Southgate? Now, only because you've had a hard year with the kids, okay?
She has.
All right. Best of luck.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question number 1. Postman Pat had a black and white what?
Cat.
Marty Whelan presents winning streak. Is that true or false?
True.
Question number 3. Who's the lead singer with Coldplay?
Oh, Chris Martin.
Question number 4. What colour was associated with Prince?
Purple.
Question 5. Who is England's football manager?
Gareth Southgate.
That's correct. Question number 6. What band had a hit called Little Lion Man?
Little Lion Man.
Little Lion Man.
Mom and son.
Question number 7. Who is Manchester United's manager? Another football question.
Oh. Hands or...
Go on, that'll do. Question number 8. What comic was Dennis the Menace on? Or in, even?
The Beano.
Question number 9. Who's better known as Catherine Elizabeth Hudson? Yeah, who's better known as Catherine Elizabeth Hudson? Quickly. What were you going to say?
Katy Perry?
Knickers, Monica. That's correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we had one more question to go. Do you want to know the answer, or do you want to know the question, or will we just forget about it?
Yeah. No, go on, I want to know.
King Charles is in his 70s. What age is he exactly?
74?
You would have missed it by one, 75. Oh. Yeah, 75. Oh, God, hard luck. Kate from the Glen, you were so close, yeah. So close. What's the plan? What is the plan for the summer, by the way, Kate? Where are we off to? What are you doing?
I've nothing planned yet. I need to get on that now. Can I do a shout out actually to some of the girls this morning?
Of course you can, yeah.
Yeah, we're having a good morning with the kids. Can I say hi to Grania, Ashlyn and Hannah, who are bringing the juniors out for a birthday.
Oh, for a little stroll this morning. Beautiful morning for it.
Have a great day, lads.
Well, listen, you've got the whole summer to come back and win this quiz, so we'll talk to you another morning, Kate. In the meantime, we've got a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and listen, good on you for all the hard work you put in this year. We'll talk to you another day, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
Cheers, Kate.
Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Wake up.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's not really good times, is it?
You okay, buddy?
No, I'm not. It's an emotional day. It's a sad day. I love this studio. It means a lot to me. Been here. I went on a J1, but yeah. I came back.
But, a minor J,
just a little J, jump across the, you know,
over the
bridge.
It's the last day of the mothership today. This studio has been ripped out of here today, and I'm going to miss you, Mr. Studio. I don't know. Does it have a gender? Do we just call it? She generally ships and cars or she's.
They are, yeah.
We'll call it her.
Okay.
She is the backbone of this radio station. Millions of songs, hundreds of thousands of shows. All of the good times of the last 10 and 11 years have come out of the studio. And it's a sad day for the parish as the engineers and the builders come in here and rip this place out.
Yeah.
I get moved down to the broom cupboard down the back. You're in the crow's nest. And the next 4 days on air are going to be chaos. I'm just saying. Like, whether or not you'll hear any kind of radio, we're not sure.
No.
But something will be happening. But I'll be sad to see her go.
It's okay, buddy.
I know. So I was thinking back to some of the moments that happened in this studio over the years, about my personal favourite moments, and I have a few of them lined up.
Nice.
There was that time where we blew up a fella's house on Sunday as well with Wally the gas man.
And everything was switched off before we Wally,
what's wrong?
She's the man. Is it still on? Will you get out and turn?
Wally,
what? Are you smoking a cigarette? Get out!
Yeah, that was a nice moment. I mean, we did nearly give a man a heart attack. I loved, over the years, when Paul Byrne, the mighty Paul Byrne, was reporting on putting U2 on a building in Blackpool. I mean, that was another fine moment.
Just minutes after the band began to belt out the music, reports had come in that U2 were performing on the roof of Blackpool Shopping Centre. It didn't take long for U2 fans to turn up in their droves.
You wouldn't expect to see him here, like, do you know that kind of a... So, nice one, not here.
I never thought I'd see Bono, so great start to my day anyway.
Absolutely, just memories, lovely memories of thousands of Cork people blocking the Blackpool bypass, Blackpool Road, as they ran towards Blackpool Shopping Centre looking for a fake U2.
Oh, you messes.
But I think me and Rory agree that this is our favourite moment that happened in this studio from a former soldier of Cork's Red FM, and his name is Philip Burke. Neil is on the air. Neil Prendeville is doing his show, but he left the microphone for the other studio open. Philip went in to record an ad and thought it's a really good time to do an impression of Neil live on air.
Basically, half of Bishopstown, half of Glasheen, and then as you move in towards the city centre.
Okay, so we'd have Billy Kelleher, and we'd have Darren Murphy. Who else we got?
My brother.
Who else have we got up there?
You've got Jonathan O'Brien and Kathleen Lee.
Sorry about that. There was another line came in there.
And 3 days later, he did... 3 days later, he did it again.
She was standing at his casket, or as we would say, standing next to the coffin, during the wake when her phone rang. Pastor Jenkins was on the phone and he told her that even though his church had agreed to bury her son... Even though she and her son both grew up in the church, her son could not now be buried at all.
Hallelujah!
Sorry, I don't know how that happens sometimes. Other studios could have. That was Philip Burke having a hallelujah moment there.
Having a hallelujah moment there.
Oh, all of that magic has happened in here, in the Good Ship Studio One, and it's her last day at sale.
It's okay, we'll give her a good send off.
I know. So more of you have been suggesting some other Red FM golden moments that have happened in the studio in the last 11 years, including our lovely Kira. Kira had a little Freudian slip once upon a time.
Listen, Cork's Hit Music Station, Red FM, we are love bombing you across the day, giving you the chance to win tickets.
Yeah.
It was on Valentine's Day, so it's just...
I know.
It was
no
just
excuse.
Brilliant.
No excuse. And then, like, then we had Philip as well. We've already played a couple of Philip's gaff, but he left us with an absolute classic.
The Teachers Union of Ireland says there's no justification for providing a hybrid leaving cert option this year. Cork TD, Donica O'Callaghan and Fianna Gael, Senator Rena Doherty, have called for students to have the choice. If you would have seen the look I gave him through this glass studio, Casey. I'd been here about 2 minutes.
You were only in the door.
I was only in the door trying to get that news bulletin down.
How did you hold that together, Kelly?
I don't know. Like, honestly, I was actually so angry for the first one. And then I saw the funny side of it at, like, 2 seconds later.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Donica O'Callaghan.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Good times.
Red FM.
Reality television, which is a thing that has been going since probably early 2000s, since the beginning of Big Brother and whatnot. I was reading this story, this article on the BBC website about this incredible show. Like, it's bonkers. And what I want you three to do is I want you to come up with what you think will be the greatest reality TV show of all time. It's your reality TV show.
Okay.
And I need it by 8:30. Okay, now sit down. No Googling or gandry. Just have really think about it. If you were the producer of a reality TV show, what would it be?
Okay.
So in 1998, a Japanese man was stripped naked and put into an apartment. He was told it was going to be recorded, but he didn't know he was going to be on TV. And he was a Japanese comedian. His name was Tomokoki Hamasu, and he was only left in the room with a pen, some blank postcards, a telephone and a rack of magazines. He had to be completely naked. He stayed in this apartment for 15 months.
Oh.
The only food he could have is the food that he won through tasks that the producers give him, and they fed him dog food.
What?
They fed him dog food and the occasional snack.
That's shocking.
That's all he had to eat. He didn't know he was on TV. 15 million people a night were watching this.
Oh my.
This is the Truman Show before the Truman Show movie. And he tapped out then after 15 months. The whole of Japan was watching this because they were progressively watching a man lose his mind and having a breakdown.
It's crazy.
But what if he didn't know he was going on a reality TV show? What did he think?
They told him they were going to record him for something, but they didn't tell him he was going to be on TV.
Okay.
And then when he came out of the house, he was the biggest star in Japan.
So it's the first piece of reality TV, really, probably.
And like the whole kind of our awareness around mental health and people was limited. You know, we didn't know how this could affect people, but it's been turned into a film. Someone has bought the film rights to it. It's going to be on TV, I think, later on this year. It's called The Contestant.
Okay.
And it's a documentary on your man and the amount of people. He tapped out of the show. He was supposed to get paid a huge amount of money. But because he left early, they didn't give him anything.
Is he still alive, Casey?
He's still alive and well, yeah. He's part of this show.
Wow. Was he completely naked for the 15 months?
He was naked. He'd no clothes for 15 months. And when he was on the screen, they put an eggplant in front of his ding-dong.
And did he go mad?
He totally broke down.
He made the girls
did
in Love Island look normal.
Exactly.
What about a blanket for when he was going to sleep?
Oh, he had a bedroom and he had all of that.
Okay.
But when he was walking around the house, he was in the nip. He had no clothes for 15 months. The Japanese are nuts when it comes to this stuff.
Interesting sense of humour.
Yeah, very. Anyway, The Contestant, we'll keep an eye on that when that launches. But in the meantime, your homework, you have 1 hour to impress us all with your reality TV show. Are you up for it?
Yeah, no pressure.
Okay, you can't do Love Island, Kelly. That's been done already. I need something new, all right? Thank you. 7:35.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red
Paul Russell, Little Boot Gang. Good morning. This is Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
3 days to go until Cork versus Dublin in the Hurling. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a cracker this weekend. We have 12 days until Wimbledon begins, 37 days to go till the Olympics start in Paris. If you celebrate your birthday today, you are celebrating it on World Martini Day.
Oh, yes.
Which is kind of ironic because Justin Timberlake, when he was arrested yesterday, said he had just had one martini.
That is ironic.
I'll get you into the story in a moment. World Martini Day today. If you celebrate your birthday, you celebrate with Paula Abdul, who's 62, and Boris Johnson.
I paint buses.
Oh, God. I like
into the basement. I paint buses.
Do you ever see the clip of him talking about painting buses?
I have seen it, yeah.
During COVID.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Anyway, happy birthday, Boris. You'd kind of miss the big old Egypt knocking around, wouldn't you?
No. Next.
You celebrate your birthday with KSI, the boxer, rapper and YouTuber and fella that owns that energy drink Prime. He's doing all right for himself. He's 31 today. On this day, Vic, in 1978, Garfield was born. Happy birthday, Garfield. Also on this day in 2009, the iPhone 3 was launched. This is the best iPhone ever. Isn't
iPhone
that what this...
3. What are we up to now?
15.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so the iPhone 3, you could switch it on and switch it off again.
That was it.
I think that was it. They weren't like, I mean, I remember the iPhone 1 when it came out. Lenny had one who used to work on the show. And it was like something that had fallen out of the stars.
Yeah,
it was
like a spaceship.
Incredible.
Yeah.
On this day in 2017, Katy Perry became the first person to reach 100 million followers on Twitter.
Wow.
And on this day in 2017, Brexit negotiations began for your lot to bail out of Europe.
Yeah.
That's gone well. 7:10 is the time. I hope you're well. By the way, stand by to hop on board Stenaline. I want to give you a €500 voucher very soon. Don't ring now. We're going to play a song and then caller number 9 is going to win that. But another big story going around this morning is, unfortunately, with Justin Timberlake's name going on it. The man I once defeated in a game of table tennis.
Is that true?
That's true.
Is it true, though?
That's 100%. I have photographic evidence on my Instagram.
Okay, I want to see a picture. I haven't seen a picture of that.
Not of me holding up the trophy. There was no trophy, but it was an invisible trophy. But I had one quick round of table tennis.
Remind us again, where was it?
It was at the... He played in the Phoenix Park and the Coronas were supporting him.
Okay.
And Danny said, come along for the crack. We're supporting... They got called in the last minute because somebody got sick.
Okay.
And then he just came backstage. He was chatting to everyone. Nicest fella you'll ever meet.
Nice guy, yeah.
Lovely fella. But unfortunately for today, the headlines are not good. He was arrested for alleged drunk driving. Now, he was at a party, and the stories coming out of the party from people who were there are saying that he had probably had more than one drink, that he was going around taking drinks off tables and sculling them.
Now, these are all rumours. These None are all, it's been proven.
It's all alleged and whatnot. But,
it will come out, though. You know, these things have a habit of coming out, so we'll see.
The police officer that arrested him didn't know who he was because the police officer was so young. He'd no idea who he just arrested.
That's crazy.
And then apparently Justin dropped the "Do you know who I am?" Line, which never
did a Reese Witherspoon on it.
Yeah, never goes down too well. No. Remember when Justin gave this bit of advice to Britney?
Stop drinking. You know who you are. I'm speaking to you. Stop drinking. You're going to get sloppy. Okay is going to say something bad about you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was at an award ceremony back in 2007. Yeah, so that's all the story we have so far. I mean, he refused a breathalyzer test at the side of the road. Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned, the Americans do this very unusual side test where you have to juggle some plates and do a chicken dance. It's mad.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the embarrassment of dealing with that if you're in a situation. And it's a gentle reminder, look, if you're going off on the booze, just get a taxi.
There was a lot of people saying last night on socials, like, all the money that he has, just call an Uber. Call a taxi.
You'd think he'd have a driver outside the door, you know.
I'd love to know, like... I just don't get it.
The thing about it is, people when people go out and have a load of drinks... Your common sense goes out the door, like, and you think, I'm just driving up the road. There's no panic. I'll make it.
Yeah, does it though?
Yeah. Oh, common sense gone all the time. Yeah, if you're hammered, like, please don't ever drink and drive. That is the general message 100%. As always. I've asked you three to come up with your version of a reality TV show that you'd love to see on air. Kelly, what's yours?
So I have had very little time to research this, so there will be holes in the competition, but it's called I'm an Irish Mammy, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay.
And like 20 mothers are put into a house. They have to complete various challenges to see who's the best Irish mammy in Ireland. So like bringing in the washing as soon as a drop of rain falls.
I love it.
Asking if anyone has any whites for a wash.
recalling the debt notices as well. You got to throw that in.
Yeah, rap.ie is on the iPad there. Having hot water bottles in the beds upstairs.
Okay.
And catching people making cups of tea instead of making pots of tea. All these things will be judged and they'll be on camera the whole time.
I would watch that all day long. Superb. Yeah. Rory, what have you got?
I've basically come up with Survivor, Cork edition. A group of Cork people have to live somewhere that isn't Cork. I wouldn't expect many of them to last long.
That's the show over in a day.
I just love Cork.
I just want to go home.
I want to go home.
Vic, what are you thinking?
First of all, for me, anything done in darkness.
Okay.
So let's just do the whole show in darkness. But this is a good suggestion from Nora, one of our listeners. Lads, one room, all of your exes lined up.
Yeah.
Lie detector on everyone. You're able to ask endless amounts of questions to your ex that you never had the chance to find out the truth about. There would be absolute carnage.
Yeah.
Which ex will finally own their crap?
Oh, I love that.
See, that's from Nora. Isn't
Nora,
that great?
That's amazing.
I know, I like it too.
Yeah, what about your one then?
Well, mine is, I'm a politician, get me out of here.
Okay.
Obviously. Or I had another one, fun on the farm. All contestants become farm animals. They have to behave like farm animals. They can't speak. They can only grunt to each other. Which one will win is the one that doesn't fold.
What was that novel that we did in the Evening Search? Animal Farm.
Yeah, not that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a politician. Get me out of here. David had a great idea. Squid Game, the political edition, where they're all put in a room, and we're just left with one. Your favourite final.
I love it.
Who'd be a politician? Who would? Anyway, stay with us. Red FM breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red Feel free to send in your reality television ideas, by the way. If there's a show that you've had going on, honestly, I'm not going to rip it off and sell it to a producer for a nominal fee. I would never do that to you. But a few of them have been coming into us. So your ideas for a reality TV show that you'd love to see happening, Sean?
There should be like a reality TV show of work on site. The boys in construction are the best laugh.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah.
A builder's reality TV
show.
I
like that idea.
Right. We call it bricking it. Okay? So we put 15 lads.
Yeah.
And they're hot builders.
Oh, do they have to be hot? I just want normal blokes, I'll be honest.
Just some normal tradies.
None of that Love Island business.
15 lads on a site, okay? Yeah. The idea is, okay, loads of tasks every day.
First of all, their underpants have to be like, you know,
hanging out.
Below.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but they all start with clothes. This is the way it works. So we start with 15 builders. They're all dressed in the gear. They got the knee and the elbow pads and the helmet and all the gear.
The rig out, yeah.
They got the belt with all
the tool belt.
As they complete tasks successfully, they lose an item of clothing. And the winner is the lad left in nothing but a yellow hat. And then the final bit is, it's like a full Monty, you kind of leave your hat on kind of scene.
I quite like it.
Where he gets presented with a check and his own mixer, his cement mixer.
I tell you what, you're in the wrong business, kid.
Would you watch it?
I would, yeah. It's 100%.
Love Island with cement. Red FM's Summer Cash Machine. Joking aside, I think that could be a winner.
I think it's a great idea.
Sean, I'll talk to you after the show, man. Right. What have we got for you? 7:41 in the morning. You were listening to Red FM. You were a bit sleepy. You had a bit of sleep in the left eye. You were kind of half awake. You just pour in your first coffee and some idiot on the radio said, we're giving away €200,000 in a couple of days' time. 200 grand. Would you like a slice of the pie? And then you grabbed your phone and you text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. You are over 18 and you know that it costs you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You know that you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations and you've read the T's and C's at redfm.ie. And then you get that phone call on Friday from Kira between 3 and 4 because you answered within 5 rings and then 200 grand is in your bank account Friday by 5. And then we're best friends for life. If you want to win 200 grand, that's what you got to do. Text the word RED to 57557. Only one other person in the country has won that kind of money on the cash machine. You will be the second winner of €200,000. The fun you're going to have with that money, text RED to 57557 now to get in the draw for Friday. Please set an alarm for 3 p.m. on Friday if you're off doing other things. You will have Kira on, you'll have Red FM on, and you're ready to take that call. Yeah! Red FM.
FM Summer Cash Machine.
To Grandin's Toyota in Glanmire.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
All right, 7:46, Vic, what have you got?
Okay, we've been talking about Justin Timberlake. He is all over the newspapers this morning. Unfortunately, is allegedly facing a charge of driving while intoxicated. So this was in the Hamptons on New York. It was on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
You had a bit more detail. He'd been to a party, isn't that it?
He was at an event. Like, a load of people that were there. Now, you know the way TMZ will just... They'll turn your bins upside down to get the story.
Yeah, true.
So they interviewed a load of people that were there. And
okay.
they were suggesting he definitely had more than one. Like, he told the police officer that he'd had one martini. Too many, maybe. So he was going around the place... Maybe they told him they weren't giving him any more drink, but this is what someone alleges in the party.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake, when people were going to the Jacks, he was going over to tables and taking their drinks and scooping them down.
Anyway, it got the better of him, and then he decided to get into a car, which is always, always a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a cop saw him swerving, allegedly saw him swerving. And that's why they decided to pull him over.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that a court official apparently confirmed to The Guardian that he's scheduled to be arraigned on Tuesday.
Okay.
Coming Tuesday, I would imagine. So we'll wait and see what happened there. Adele has proved, just like the rest of us, that she is not immune to an earworm. You know, an earworm, it's one of those songs that just gets stuck in your head, you can't get out and all the rest of it. She revealed this live on stage over the weekend. Have a listen.
I got into bed last night because that's a very late night for me. I'm normally in bed by 9 p.m. I found myself singing, "I'm working late because I'm a singer." That's Sabrina Carpenter's song. I can relate to desperation. That song is my jam.
There you go. She's been listening to that song. Although that song is everywhere at the minute, isn't it?
It's
hard to avoid it. Someone else who's been talking about music is radio and TV presenter Ryden Clark. We revealed there a few weeks ago. So he's basically been releasing music for the last 12 years under a different name.
He was on X Factor. That's how everyone got to know him, right?
That's where he started. Yeah. And he's been releasing music for the last 12 years, he says, but he's been using a fake name. I suppose he just wanted to enjoy the craft of music without it being, you know, revealed that it was him.
Oh my God. Oh, he's Declan Nerney. Scooby-Doo mask reveal. Dun, dun, dun.
I have to say, I'm dying to find out what the name is that he's been releasing music under, but he was talking on Breakfast TV yesterday.
I've been very lucky in my career. Like, I've done a hell of a lot for, you know, an X Factor contestant, but yeah, I wanted to see if I could do it all over again, but dance house, do it as anonymous.
Do you know what he needs to do? Himself and Jürgen Klopp need to open up a dental practice where, you know, if you want the world's whitest and brightest teeth, that's where you need to be, buddy. Forget about the music.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Wake up, get up, Cork's Good Times.
Red FM.